Can you believe it's November?
你不会相信现在已经十一月份了。
Before the middle of the 19th century, most Americans stayed very busy during the warmer months of the year, producing the food that they needed from day to day, and also enough to take care of them throughout the cold months of the winter.
在十九世纪中期以前，这个美国人他在温暖的季节他非常的忙碌，他要生产粮食为寒冬做准备。
As the temperatures would drop, hopefully their crops had come in and they'd spend more time inside.
所以如果气温下降的时候，他们就这个农作物收成了，他们也可以多的时间待在家里。
What do you do with all that new time on your hands?
那这些空余的时间你们做什么呢？
Well, it's a good time to think, isn't it?
这是很好的时间去思考问题。
And I think that's one of the reasons why Thanksgiving is in November.
这就是为什么感恩节是在十一月份的一个理由。
I know this is not Thanksgiving week, but it's Thanksgiving month, isn't it?
现在不是感恩节的这个礼拜，但是是感恩节的这个月。
Thanksgiving's a big deal in America.
在美国感恩节是一个大节日。
It's a national holiday that we can trace all the way back to George Washington.
是一个很大的国家的节假日，我们可以一直追溯到George Washington 总统。
He made the first Thanksgiving proclamation after the Constitution had been ratified in 1789.
他在宪法刚设立的1789年，他就把这个感恩节作为法定的国家的节假日。
In the first part of the 19th century, several states, not all of them, but several states observed a day of Thanksgiving.
在19世纪的时候，有许多州，但不是每一个州，它都是说这个感恩节这个节日。
Then President Abraham Lincoln made it a national day of Thanksgiving, being November. The last Thursday in November.
亚伯拉罕林肯总统他把这个感恩节定在十一月份最后一个礼拜四。
Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1939 thought it would be good to move it forward just a few weeks to the third Thursday in November.Because, you know, it marked the beginning of the Christmas season.
在 Franklin 罗斯福总统他认为就是把感恩节往前移一点会好一点，他就把这个感恩节在1939年把感恩节移到了第三个礼拜四，十一月份的第三个礼拜四。
He hoped that it might stimulate the economy a little bit.
他认为这样子可以刺激经济的发展。
Well, Congress didn't like that, so they moved it to the fourth Thursday in November.
但国会不喜欢这样，他国会就把这个感恩节移到了第四个礼拜四。
Which is what we've been doing ever since.
这就是我们现在所庆祝的，这每个十一月份的第四个礼拜四。
Of course, we know when the first Thanksgiving was, don't we?
我们大家都知道第一个感恩节是什么时候，对不对？
Or do we?
我们真的知道吗？
Of course, many insist that it was in 1621 when the pilgrims of Plymouth Colony observed the surviving their first winter.
大多数人认为这个第一个感恩节是在1621年，这个普利茅斯他殖民地的朝圣者们，他们度过了这个严冬之后的一个庆祝。
Others say, no, it was the pilgrims, but it was actually a couple of years later.
有些人说不对，虽然是那些朝圣者们，但是在几年之后。
And they celebrated the end of a prolonged drought and the arrival of news that supply ships were on the way.
是他们为了庆祝长期的干旱之后， 然后听到这个有这个共济团的来临的消息，他们是设立的一个庆祝活动。
Actually, we can trace it back a whole lot further than that to a group of people who were profoundly impacted by the most single most important event of human history.
但其实我们可以把感恩节追溯到很早之前，很远之前，是一群人他们为了人类历史上最重大的事情受影响的一件事。
We've sung about it this morning.
我们今天早上就可以看到。
When God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son,
就是人爱世人，把他独生子赐给我们。
He gave Him to die on the cross, taking upon Himself the punishment that we deserved for the sins we've committed against God.
他让耶稣在十字架上死，为我们的罪而死，而这个罪是我们所应该承担的罪。
God gave His only Son that those who would repent of our sin and place our faith and trust in Him should not perish.
神把他的爱子赐给那些愿意承认自己的罪，为自己的罪悔改并相信耶稣这个人。
We won't spend eternity separated from God like we deserve.
我们不会就是在跟神永久的分离，就像我们是罪人一样。
But we'll experience eternal life.
我们可以拥有永生。
Which is abundant life in this life and life that lasts forever and ever and ever.
这丰盛的生命是在不仅是在今生也在永世。
Now, so if that's not something to be thankful for, I don't know what is.
如果这件事情不值得你感恩的话，我不知道有什么事情你可以感恩了。
And that's why we are told repeatedly in God's word to do exactly that.
这就是神的话语一直教导我们应该感恩。
In fact, the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18 says that thanksgiving is the will of God for every born again child of God.
保罗在他的帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节到十八节，他说这个感恩是神在我们每个信徒身上的旨意。
Paul says simply, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
保罗他说要常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，万事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
That means that if you're having a hard time because of some particular difficult circumstance in your life,
这意思就是说，可能你现在在经历一些困难的事情，在你人生中有一些特殊的情况。
You may be experiencing the most difficult circumstance in your life.
现在也可能是你人生中最困难的时候。
Paul would say, still,You can be thankful.
保罗依然会说你应该感恩。
Because even in the midst of the difficulty of that circumstance, God gives us plenty to be thankful for.
虽然在我们的困难艰苦中，神也赐给我们足够的事情，我们值得我们去感恩。
This morning I want to encourage you to consider just three questions related to Thanksgiving, and I hope they'll help you this Thanksgiving season.
今天早上我向大家问三个问题，希望能够触动大家去想想这个在这个感恩的季节考虑这三个问题。
And the first question is to consider what are you thankful for?
第一个问题你应该问一下就是你为什么感恩？
A few weeks ago, Kathy and I were privileged to go hear my former boss, the Executive Director Emeritus of the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, Claude Cone, preach a sermon.
几个礼拜之前 ,Kathy 跟我很荣幸地听了一个我以前的老板，就是他是新墨西哥州浸信会联会的前会长，他的一个关于蒙福的这个讲道。
He was preaching a sermon on the blessings of God.
他讲的道的主题是关于神的祝福。
And he said that during the week, as he was preparing that message, he just sat down for a few minutes and just thought about all the blessings of God that are his in Christ Jesus.
在讲道中他提到在他准备这个讲稿的时候那个礼拜他静静地坐下来好好想了一下上帝的一些祝福
And then he wrote them down.
然后他把他们写下来
And as he wrote them down, he wrote down things like everlasting and abundant life.
他就写下的这些有永恒的丰盛的生命
Spiritual gifts that enable every child of God to do something, to make a contribution in the ministry of the church.
圣灵呢,
He wrote down there are over 6,000 promises of God in the Bible.
他也写下了在圣经中有6,000个神的应许。
He wrote down the fruit of the Spirit.
他写下了圣灵的果子,
love and joy and peace.
仁爱, 喜乐, 和平,
patience and kindness and goodness.
仁爱, 恩慈, 良善,
faithfulness and gentleness and self-control.
信实, 温柔和节制,
he wrote down the family of God, flaws and all.
他写下了这个不仅进展进美的这个神家,
He wrote down how God meets our every need.
他也写下了上帝供应我们的需要,
He wrote down heaven.
他写下了天堂,
He wrote down a new body when we die.
他也写下了在我们死了之后会一个新的身体,
And he said he could have written down even more if he just would have had more time to just think and to count his blessings.
他说如果他有足够的时间,
Now many of you probably thought of a few things that you would add to that list yourself.
你们中间可能有很多人会把这个清单上会添加很多神的祝福。
Let me encourage you to do so during this time of the year.
我鼓励你们在这个感恩的季节大家就这样行。
Let me encourage you to take time to consider what you're thankful for.
我鼓励大家想一想你为什么感恩。
Of course we know that's what we're supposed to do this time of year.
我们大家都知道在这个季节是应该这样做的。
But I think it's important for us to consider also and remember who we are thankful to.
但是我向大家问一下，这个在同时我们应该考虑，我们应该为谁而感恩。
I don't know if you've noticed, but much of the emphasis this time of year is not on who we are to thank, but it's just simply that we are to be thankful.
我觉得现在有个误区就是我们不再想我们为谁而感恩，还就是叫我们被感恩。
Yes, we're to have an attitude of gratitude.
是的，我们应该有个感恩的心。
But it's important that we express our gratitude to the source of all those blessings.
但是更重要的是，我们应该把我们的感恩献给那个值得感恩的，把我们一切祝福的来源。
James, in his little book, in chapter 1, beginning in verse 16, said this.
雅各在他的书信里面写到1章16节，他这么说。
He said, Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，供养美善的恩赐和供养全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之地那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
他赐给我们生命，就是从初熟的果子而来的生命。
Every good and perfect gift is from above.
各种美善的恩赐和各种权柄的赏赐都是从上头而来的。
The writer of Psalm 118 says to God in verse 21, he says, I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation.
诗篇118篇的作者在他的21节经文里面怎么说? 我要称谢你,因为你已经应允我,又成了我的拯救。
Those of us who have experienced His salvation, certainly we should thank God. But actually, everybody should thank God. Not just those of us who have repented of our sins and trusted in Jesus for our eternal salvation. We're the only ones who experience salvation, but we need to remember what Jesus said in Matthew
5:45.
Jesus said, He causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good. He sends His rain on the righteous and unrighteous. Everybody is blessed by God. So remember whom you should express your gratitude to. But a third thing I want to point out this morning. And encourage you to consider who is thankful for you. The Bible talks a lot about that too. God blesses us in so many ways. And it's important for us to remember that many of those blessings He sends our way through those who are channels of those blessings. In about the middle of the first century, the Apostle Paul decided it was time to leave Ephesus where he had spent the past 3 years. He heard about the Christians in Jerusalem who were suffering terribly. There had been a terrible famine that had affected everybody. And things were getting worse and worse for the Christians. They were being persecuted more and more. So he decided it was time to leave Ephesus and go east several hundred miles back to Jerusalem.
所以他决定离开以弗所朝东去耶路撒冷。
Go east, so he went west.
他应该朝东,但是他朝了西。
Why did he go west?
他为什么往西走呢?
Well, he went west, back into Europe, into Macedonia.
他往西到了欧洲,就是马其顿。
Where he encouraged the people to give and to make contributions that he could take back to Jerusalem. He was blown away by their generosity. Then he decided it was time to go down to Corinth.
所以他后来去哥林多,
and he encouraged the Corinthians to follow the example of the Macedonians.
所以他鼓励哥林多教会的信徒学习马其顿教会。
Beginning in chapter 9, verse 12 of 2 Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians, that he wrote before, while he was on his way to Corinth, this is what he wrote.
对不起，《哥林多后书》第九章。
This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but it's also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
因为办这供职的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。
Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else.
他们从在供职的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。
And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given to you.
他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切地想念你们，为你们祈祷，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Then he says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
所以他说, 感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Paul said, they're going to be thankful to God for you.
所以保罗说，他们会因为你而感谢神。
Now that begs the question, is there anybody who's thankful to God for you?
所以这就可能有点像一个辩证的问题，是不是有人为了你而感谢神？
Now you may say, well, you know, I remember Jesus wrote in the Sermon on the Mount that when you do things for others, you're to do it quietly.
所以有些人可能会这样想，就是说耶稣在他的登山宝训里面说，他说你做一样事情应该是上左手不知道右手做什么。
You shouldn't let your left hand or your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
你做事情应该悄悄地做，不应该让你的左手知道你右手在做什么。
Well, that's fine. You can keep it secret.
这没问题，你可以把它保留成一个秘密。
But is there anybody who would say, somebody who could say, Lord, thank you for that person who wishes to be anonymous for that which they did to help me?
你们这里有没有人或者其他任何人想说，就是说感谢神，那个人他愿意匿名的帮助我。
Thank you, God, for that person who you used to help meet my spiritual, emotional, or physical need.
感谢神，那个人他愿意匿名的在生理上、心理上、精神上帮助我。
As we think of things that we should do, I think we sometimes think it's, well, it's got to be something really big.
我们经常认为就是我们要感谢的话，应该感谢那些很大的事情。
Not really.
其实并不这样。
Every little bit helps.
任何一个小事都应该感谢。
And every little bit counts for God, to God.
上帝也会纪念每一件小事。
It may be a simple hug or word of encouragement to someone who's just been through a heartbreaking experience.
可能对那些伤心的人一个简单的拥抱和一句鼓励的话。
It may be a sandwich that you hand to a homeless person.
也可能是你对那些流浪汉就给他一个三明治。
It may be a contribution that you make to a hunger ministry or homeless shelter.
也可能你对那些饥饿施工或者那些无家可归者的
It may be just a little teeny tiny booklet that you give to somebody with the message of the good news of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody who would thank God for what little you have given to them to be a channel of blessing? Our friend Claude Cohn said it so well a few weeks ago when we heard him. After he recounted the blessings that he could remember on that day, he said, "I don't want to be a storage tank."
经过他数算了神在他身上的恩典之后，他这样说：“他说我不想成为一个储蓄罐。”
He said, "I don't want to be a dam that stops the blessings of God."
我也不想成为一个水坝，那个阻断那个祝福的通道。
He said his prayer was the words of that familiar song.
他说他的祷告就是从一个诗歌里面来的。He
said, "Make me a blessing, make me a blessing."
记我赐恩福，记我赐恩福。Out
of my life, may Jesus shine.
记我生命，荣耀主。Make
me a blessing, O Savior, I pray.
记我赐恩福，救主听我求。Make
me a blessing to someone today.
记我赐恩福，使他人得救。How
about you this morning?
你今天早上怎么样呢?
Have you considered what you're thankful for?
你想过了你为什么感谢吗?
Have you considered who you're thankful to?
你有没有想过你应该为谁而感谢?
And have you thought about who's thankful for you?
你还有没有考虑过谁为了你而感谢神?
This really is a good time to think about those things.
现在是很好的时间去考虑这些问题的时候。
It's a good time to be truly thankful.
是真正感恩的季节。Let's
pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, as the weather turns colder, and maybe we have a little more time to think, I pray that you'll help us to be truly thankful.
主要现在的天气暂凉了，也许我们会有更多的时间可以考虑一下我们怎样比真正的感恩。Help
us to count our blessings.
帮助我们数算你的恩典。And
just to marvel at your incredible love.
试验你对我们的无与伦比的爱。And
help us to be a channel of blessings.
让我们成为别人祝福的管道。For
it's in Jesus' name I pray.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.